Nevada Democrat Dina Titus on redistricting. I totally got effed by the legislature. By Jacob Bliss on December 17, 2021. Nevada Democrat Representative Dina Titus unloaded on the state's redistricting process during a town hall on Wednesday with the AFL-CIO union members, according to the Nevada Courant. I totally got fucked by the legislature on my district. I'm sorry to say it like that, but I don't know any other way to say it, she said during the town hall. Titus explained how difficult re-election might be for her next year, saying the state legislators and Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak botched the redistricting process in Nevada to create three competitive, risky districts, with hers being one of them. While the congresswoman represents the first congressional district, Titus was referring to a shift of Democrats away from the 1st Congressional District, historically an ironclad safe seat for Democrats, in order to strengthen their position in the state's two swing districts, the Nevada Courant wrote. Titus warned that the shift in seats from redistricting caused three Democrat-held seats to be at risk during the midterms. Torun Sinclair, a spokeswoman from the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, said, Dina Titus thought the Nevada legislature was going to save her in 2022. But now she's freaking out because she knows she's going to lose. You read that the Republicans are using gerrymandering to cut out Democratic seats. But they didn't have to in this state, we did it to ourselves. She said, noting that the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, the committee that oversees the House Democrats' election process, was stunned by the decision. They couldn't believe a Democratic legislature and governor would do this to themselves. The Democrat congresswoman added about the DCCC's reaction to the process. They could have created two safe seats for themselves and one swing. That would have been smart. U.S. Rep. Stephen Horsford, and mine and then a swing. No, we have to have three that are very likely going down. Further regarding redistricting, she said, redrawing her district would have been worth it if it created two other safe districts. However, the process created three competitive, risky districts. Titus said she tried to be part of the process when they were doing it, but they just didn't want to hear it. Plus, it's a bad year, Titus said, conceded, referring to the Virginia elections in November where the Democrats lost the governorship and the lieutenant governorship when Republicans turned out to vote, in a state that Biden won in 2020. In addition to the almost losing the governorship in New Jersey in a tight race. Republicans are going to turn out, and they are excited, Titus warned. Democrats are kind of meh, I have to pay more gas prices. Hispanics aren't going to want to turn out if we don't get something for immigration. I mean, why would they? She added that the way the congressional seats were redrawn would have consequences for Democrats in the future. Dina Titus sounds really worked up. Retiring might be a great way to help her take the edge off, said Congressional Leadership Fund Communications Director Calvin Moore. Titus and her vulnerable colleagues have a tough decision to make, retire or get voted out anyway next fall. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.